The devotion to the Holy Face of Jesus had been spreading in France since the mid-1800s, especially after the visions of Sister Mary of Saint Peter in Tours. This devotion involved honoring the suffering face of Christ and offering prayers of reparation for blasphemy and the desecration of Sundays. In 1914, when World War I broke out, French soldiers from the town of Tours, where the devotion to the Holy Face was strong, were called to the front lines. Before leaving, these men consecrated themselves to the Holy Face of Jesus. They were given small images or badges of the Holy Face to carry on their persons, either sewn into their uniforms or placed inside their breast pockets. These men became affectionately known as the Holy Face Battalion, or as they say in French, Bataillon du Saint-Visage. Throughout some of the bloodiest battles of the war, accounts circulated that none of the members of this particular group were killed in combat, despite serving in dangerous sectors where casualties were extremely high. Soldiers testified that while comrades fell around them, they would emerge unharmed or with only minor injuries. They attributed this protection to the power of the Holy Face devotion and the graces promised by Jesus in the revelations of Sister Mary of Saint Peter. The story became well known in Catholic circles after the war. Devotion to the Holy Face grew even stronger in France, and bishops encouraged soldiers and civilians alike to carry the image as a form of spiritual protection. While the Church did not officially declare the wartime protection a miracle, the testimony of these soldiers was widely accepted as an extraordinary grace. They saw in the wounded, crowned with thorns, face of Jesus, both a reminder of his suffering for humanity and a pledge of his care for those who bore his image with love and faith. Eternal Father, turn away your angry gaze from our guilty people, whose face has become unsightly in your eyes. Look instead upon the face of your beloved Son, in whom you are well pleased. We now offer you this holy face, covered with shame and disfigured by bloody bruises, in reparation for the crimes of our age, in order to appease your anger, justly provoked against us. Because your divine Son, our Redeemer, has taken upon his head all the sins of his members, that they might be spared, now we beg you, Eternal Father, to grant us mercy. Amen.